Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 97 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast, and welcome to this episode of 10 Minutes With. In this episode, we talk to Arnis Robbins from Evie Mays Barbecue in Wolfort, Texas. We talk about his company, EM Smokers, as well as his new shipping business where they ship meats across the United States. Thanks so much. Enjoy. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm out here in Santa's workshop.
You said you're making some off camera. You said you're making some Christmas cookers. What exactly?
Yeah, we've got two units we're trying to wrap up right now that are supposed to be Christmas gifts. So
okay, not specifically like green and red.
No. We got in there. Here, I'm gonna turn the phone around so you can see.
Okay, cool.
That's a we got a patio unit there that we're wrapping up. It's a 24x48. With wheels and casters, and then this is a Santa Maria style grill that we're building for a gentleman. So you get both of those painted today and do final assembly and get them out the door.
Now I forget you weld yourself too, right?
Correct.
How did you teach yourself that?
I grew up on a farm, and so what we couldn't buy, we had to build or fix or modify, and just kind of learned how to do it. Through practical application.
That's awesome. That's great. I wish I lived on a farm.
I would attribute a lot of my success and resourcefulness to growing up on a farm.
Now, so EM Smokers, can you explain a little bit about that? And also, are they mostly? You had a little mix there. Are they mostly reverse flow?
Everything is reverse flow, and the reason for that, going back, how this little venture started is obviously in the restaurant business. I built a smoker before I had ever learned how to barbecue, really. So whenever I built a smoker and then learned how to barbecue and everything took off from there and we needed to increase capacity, I just kept building everything in-house. And with that came several revisions and new models and new design concepts. And we've kind of settled on one that I've been building for about a year now,
okay.
Where everything is basically the same, just scaled up or down. Depending on size. But when we, I guess people have always asked if we build smokers for sale. As soon as they find out that I built the smokers in the restaurant, they want to know if they're
that makes
available.
Sense. It makes sense.
Yeah. Right. So about a year ago, I think I took on a commissioned build and did it all by myself with pretty limited amount of resources and tools out here in the shop. We have a shop right next to the restaurant.
It came available
right about a year ago. So that worked. Everything that we cook on in the restaurant on a regular basis, I built in the parking lot. So it's nice to have an insulated, covered shop to work in where we can have projects going on all the time and not have to worry about customers' cars or people walking around the work zone. So built one or two, I think, at the end of last year, the beginning of 2018, kind of made a personal commitment to pursue this and see what could come of it. I thought that there was enough brand recognition there that maybe we could sell some smokers. And at the time, it was a really therapeutic outlet for me to be able to come over here, work by myself, no distractions, just kind of doing something that I was really, really passionate about. Not that I'm not passionate about cooking, but my involvement next door has evolved quite a bit to where it's not like it used to be. So this was an opportunity for me to kind of have a new creative outlet.
It probably stopped you helped you from not burning out too.
Well, that's right. Yeah, I needed to diversify my day for sure. That all kind of took off quarter one of 2018. And by May, I was starting to realize I really needed some help out here because we were, I had a pretty significant backlog. So then what was my therapeutic, outlet out here where I could hide from everybody is now another full-blown venture that I spend, more time emailing and putting quotes out and all that than actually hands-on application. But, I mean, that's not a bad thing.
No.
It's just kind of a new evolution of where I fit in out here.
Who knew that something like that, that you're doing just for your free, just to get your mind off things. Now you have employees. And
I mean, it's been fun. it's been really fun having the opportunity to experiment with different things, not so much with the overall design, but we've gotten some pretty interesting requests as far as features, options. And up till this point, I haven't told anybody no. So, you know, we do a one-off. There was a gentleman who wanted a patio unit with pneumatic casters up front and a work light on his flip down exhaust stack. So I had to figure out how to incorporate a 12 volt circuit system on the smoker that was, you know, not going to burn up or be exposed to too much heat.
That's true.
So we did it. And everybody who saw that, who has since placed an order for a patio size smoker, they want that.
And now you know how to price it properly.
Right. Now we know how to do it. And we know what it's going to cost us to do it. In fact, the Santa Maria, it's going to have a couple of LED lights that shine down on each grate. So that's kind of the last little bit we've got to get wrapped up on here before I can paint it.
Are you getting mostly people that are the buying for their homes, or are you getting restaurants too?
It's been a pretty even mix. I think we've put out 22 to 25 cookers this calendar year.
Okay.
And I would say half of them have been 250 gallon plus, and the other half have been, you know, patio size. And, you know, we have local folks, we have local, I mean, you know, Lubbock area, then we also have regional people that are, you know, from different parts around West Texas. But we've actually sent four cookers to Houston, which is, you know, that's kind of interesting to me. And most of those were, you know, those orders were placed before I had ever met any of the customers.
Just via email and phone calls?
Email. So what we're doing now, I've diagnosed my major bottleneck is me and my correspondence and my generating estimates for customers. So we just launched a mail order program for whole meats.
Yes.
And starting next year, we will incorporate our smokers and shop work into our online store.
Oh, that's so smart.
So with the exception of some, you know, really custom projects, everything will be ordered online with me being minimally involved with customer interface until the product is actually completed.
That's excellent. I want to talk about reverse flow a little bit, but also, too, what are your lead times?
We're only about a month and a half out.
Okay.
And again, most of that is nobody's fault but my own, in the fact that I get busy and sidetracked with other stuff, and people are wanting pricing and wanting pricing for different options and those sorts of things. So there again, once I can get that all laid out on the website, then it's easy enough for the customer to be able to price out different options and it just, you know, hit the order button.
That'll be nice. And why reverse flow? A lot of people see offset and they think everything's offset.
When the first smoker that I built, I had done a little bit of online research and decided that reverse flow seemed like a design that was more easily operated, especially by somebody who had never really managed a live fire before. And so that's what I built, and that's what I learned to cook on. And I never changed. I've thought a couple of times about building a traditional offset just to experiment with and see, you know, how I like it. But the reason that we only build a reverse flow out here in the shop is because I know that I have a design that is capable of putting out a really good barbecue product. And I don't have that confidence in something that I've never built.
And so reverse flow means that the air goes in, comes back over, and goes out a stack that's close to the firebox, correct?
That's right. There's the fire. I mean, from the outside, they look almost, if you didn't know that, or if you didn't realize that the exhaust was on the same side as the firebox, they just look like a conventional offset smoker. But then if you open up the firebox, the throat of the firebox introduces your heat and convection underneath a steel plate that runs the entire length of the cooker until where the cap is on the propane tank, if we're using a propane tank. And then that air can rise and go back over the cook or through the cook chamber and out the exhaust on the other side.
Does it help with the temperature staying even too?
I think it does. When you cook on a conventional offset, your convection stream is going to take the path of least resistance from where it's introduced from the firebox to where the exhaust is. And that's why, you know, Franklin Smokers, he has the V-type manifold on the end to better draw the convection across the entire grate until it gets down there, and then it can kind of bottleneck and go out. Moberg puts his big elbow right in the middle of the cap, which creates the same effect.
True.
And all of that is in an effort to get the convection to draw evenly across that single grate. In the reverse flows, we've had pretty good luck with multiple grates. We can get even temperatures on a upper and lower grate, and we don't get those really unusable hot spots on both sides.
Which people can burn meat or overcook, yeah.
Right. We've got a 1,000-gallon over in front of the restaurant, a mobile 1,000-gallon that we were trying to finish in time for Texas Monthly Barbecue Festival this year, and we came up just about a week short of having it ready to go. But it is, it's the latest revised model of what we're doing, and it has a fully insulated firebox and air gap, and so it's the door closest to the firebox actually runs about 5 degrees cooler than the door opposite the firebox.
That's interesting.
We can load that thing up end to end and not have to shuffle, sort, or move things around. I mean, it's really pretty impressive.
Right there, that says that reverse flow is something to, if you have the option, that's a great option to have.
Right. And there's some of the guys, I think that the reverse flows that have been traditionally on the market, convection has not been a real focus as far as drafting and getting as much air through as possible. All of ours, I would say our stacks are oversized in an effort to recreate the amount of convection that you would get in a large traditional offset cooker. You know, you open a door on one of Franklin's 1,000-gallon and you can hear the convection just whoo, whoo, whoo. And we get the same thing out of our reverse flow. Wow. The only difference is that air has to travel twice the distance. So we've got to compensate for that in kind of an oversized exhaust.
Well, excellent. Well, thank you for information on that, because I think that's really important. I want to jump into the shipping business. What all are you shipping, and what's that all about?
So again, kind of like the smokers, since we started, we've had people, you know, ask, do you guys do mail order? Can we buy something for you guys to ship? And, you know, it was always something that we thought was a no-brainer, but there's so much more involved in actually, you know, talking about it to making it doable and doing it above board. We finally got that going. Right now we're offering only whole meats. We've got briskets, plate ribs, pork ribs, turkey breast.
Prime rib
on there. We're doing our gluten-free cheesecakes and pecan pies. I just throw that out there because that's...
No, I saw that.
For those that didn't know, I have celiac disease and our entire restaurant is gluten-free and all of our desserts are homemade. So I've often thought, you know, there may be more of a future in pre-made desserts and baked goods than barbecue at times.
That could be funny. That could actually be like the biggest business that you have.
Yeah, no kidding. So, you know, we'll see how that all goes. But yeah, so far, I mean, we are shipping out cheesecakes and pecan pies on the regular.
And it's shipping, like, is it two? You have to order by a certain day to ship out on a certain.
Right now, we take orders until 5 o'clock Friday afternoon for a Tuesday shipment.
Okay.
And the reason for that, obviously, is we want to make sure that the product arrives to the consumer before the weekend, so that it doesn't sit in a warehouse for 2 days.
Yeah, yeah.
So that schedule works for us. It allows us to make sure that we have everything cooked and ready during our regular cook days, and be able to get things frozen and packaged and ready for shipment.
How is that? How busy are you guys on that end right now?
Our second shipment goes out today. Our first was last week.
Yeah.
And it's actually, it's been pretty surprising. In fact, we have a corporate order going out today. So we've got 50 boxes going out this afternoon.
Wow. Good for you. Yeah. That's excellent. I'll put links to all that, but I thought that was a really cool feature. Well, with those two things alone, you've got your hands full, and then you sort of have a restaurant that's semi-busy.
Yeah. Too. So, I mean, we're thrilled for all of it. It's exciting. It's stressful. It's hectic. It's frustrating. But you know, it's all so exciting at times.
Sounds like something that's in your blood though too.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're definitely we're in it, so we're past the point of return, so we might as well just keep digging.
Do you have a special holiday schedule?
We will be closed the Thursday following Christmas and the Wednesday following New Year's.
Oh, but you're not open on Christmas and New Year's, right?
Oh, no. But we're only open, our regular hours are Wednesday through Saturday.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Well, I have three random questions. If you weren't doing what you're doing, which you have like 40 things you're doing right now, what would you rather be doing? Or what could you see yourself doing?
I grew up on the farm and I got away from that. I couldn't wait to leave it. And I think about my childhood and what that, taught me and the opportunities that I had because of that. And if I were not in barbecue, I would definitely be trying to figure out a way to be a farmer.
Wow. Do you have anything specific you'd be farming or just livestock or more?
My dad was a peanut farmer. There's a little pocket in eastern New Mexico that was really good climate for Valencia peanuts, which Valencia peanuts are kind of a niche variety. And they're most well known for eating just as a, in the shell roasted peanut. They're not great for peanut butter. They're not great for other manufactured products, but they're sweeter and the skin stays on them. So like even post roasting, they've got a bright red skin. Huh. So that's what they're known for. They don't yield as well as other production varieties. And their season is shorter. So the reason that we had to grow them in New Mexico is we didn't have a long enough season to grow high yielding varieties. And so that was the only variety that they could count on year in and year out.
So you might be a peanut farmer?
If not for barbecue, I may be trying to be a peanut farmer.
That's cool. That's
weird, isn't it?
That's a scoop. No, it's not that weird. My dad grew up on a peanut farm in, I forget, Georgia or somewhere for a little while. His dad moved around a lot, and he was telling me about that. It's an interesting
thing. Fun. I mean, I've tractors and equipment are as exciting to look at and poke around as smokers. So, I think that had I not grown up on a farm, I don't think I'd be standing here telling you I wanted to be a farmer. I probably want to be a fireman or something. But
that's true. Yeah, or like a geneticist or something. But
pilot.
Everyone wants to be a pilot. So what's your favorite album or what album do you listen to a lot now?
Oh, man.
It could be albums. Right?
I love music. It's kind of funny. The lifestyle that kind of goes with being in barbecue is so different than when I was a landscape contractor. Mm-hmm. So, when I was in high school, I was really into music, and then I left, and then you get busy with life, and then I came back to barbecue and was like, we listen to music all day long. I would say I've really gotten into Texas country, red dirt stuff. Okay. So I kind of bounce around. I think my Pandora station right now that I'm listening to regularly is an American Aquarium station, which is just, it's good stuff.
American Aquarium. Is that like, is that just like a mix of kind of countries?
Is that that's American Aquarium is a band.
Oh, it is. Okay. I'm sorry. I need to listen to them when I get off this.
Check it out.
Thank you. Yeah. That's nice. Then I'll email you and tell you that. Wow, I feel like an idiot. I thought it was a station. But actually, that could make sense. Okay. And then lastly, is there a restaurant in your area that you love that's not barbecue?
There's a place here in Lubbock called West Table. Okay. And it was opened by a couple, a gentleman that's from the Lubbock area that graduated from the Texas Tech RIM program, and went and was chef at a couple of other places around the country, and then he and his wife moved back here to open the West Table. And when Mallory and I have an opportunity to go out to dinner, that is where we go 9 times out of 10.
Oh, cool. Nice. Excellent. Well, I'll have to stop by there too when I
come. Yeah, check it out, definitely.
Excellent. But thank you so much. I know you're pressed for time, and have a great holiday.
You're good.
Thank Mallory for everything too.
I will. Thank you so much. Keep doing the Lord's work. I'm trying barbecue.
I'm trying. Well, I'm not out there. I'm doing it. Trying to do it from here, from Los Angeles.
Well, you're doing a good job.
Excellent. Thanks so much. And happy holidays, and I'll see you early January.
Thank you.
Excellent. Take care.